WHLM. Jim Doyle and the Husky Spotlight.
Today the spotlight is on the coach of the 1985 PSAC champion and national semifinalist Bloomsburg University football team, George Landis. So many things going on this weekend. Homecoming, the big football game here, and Bloomsburg University honoring both the 1985 and 2000 teams. And we're happy to have the coach of the 85 team, George Landis. George, first things first, your impressions of the first half.
Well, you know, it looked like it was going to be easy for a while. And, you know, having been around the game for a bunch of years, I should know when it looks to be easy, something's going to happen. And, you know, Westchester responded. I thought our kids looked really good early. And, you know, we hurt ourselves with some penalties. And but nice to throw that little flea flicker at them right before the half to kind of get the momentum back on our side. So, but, you know, it's a pretty even game. I'd like to see us get one here and let them play catch up after being down three scores. Our kids have been playing well all season.
You were down on the field with some of your team from 1985, honored before the game. Tell the truth. Have the years been kind to most of those guys?
Yeah, I will. They've been very kind. In many ways, those guys have been very successful. It's great to see them. You know, they're doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs, and all of them are doing very well. And you know, we had a bigger turnout by far than the 2000 team for a dinner last night. And I, you know, not that one competes against the other, but I think it just says a great deal about their experience, what they brought to this university in terms of football, and how proud they are and excited they are to come back and share it.
George, that 85 team was the culmination of your rebuilding program at Bloomsburg. And obviously, you were getting a little better every year. You had expectations going into 85. Could you have foreseen the way it turned out? With a PSAC title, unbeaten regular season, going to the national semifinals?
No, not at all. I mean, I thought we were going to be in the hunt, you know, for the championship. But back then, Westchester was always so good. We had beaten them 2 years in a row, but, you know, they were still there. But, you know, things just came together. We had injuries. We had adversity. We probably went through three or four tailbacks before we finally found Tommy Martin. And I could name some real good names, you know, if I could get them all together. But, you know, a lot of things have to come together when outstanding seasons. Like, you know, talk about the 2000 team. They lost their first two games, ended up in the final championship game in Division II. So you can't foresee some of those things. You got chemistry. You get a few breaks here and there and a good bunch of kids.
George Landis took over a program at Bloomsburg that had produced exactly one win in two seasons prior to his getting there. One of those losses was 72-0 at Millersville. There were a lot of negatives concerning the program. Obviously, you wanted a head coaching job by this point in your career, but what led you to look at this program? Obviously, you thought there's a chance to accomplish something here.
Yeah, I was getting excited about wanting to do my own thing as a head coach. Spent some years as an assistant in college, and you know, I knew about the PSAC. My brother went to Kutztown. You know, I knew what Westchester was all about. I started to investigate this opportunity in Bloomsburg, and as I looked at what they wanted and some of the changes they wanted to make and some more emphasis in football, I looked at a school that was right in a hotbed of high school football, and I thought that, you know, if we could put some things together here and within a 60-mile radius, which is not a large travel at all for families and kids, we could get some pretty good high school football players. So that was a big part of my recruiting picture, and then, of course, the university has an excellent reputation, so I said, why not? Let's give it a shot.
And with all due respect, that opening year, your first year, 1982,
right,
that was basically a glorified freshman team.
Well, we were 1-7-1. We felt really, really good when we got a tie and then we got a win. We started 14 freshmen about from the middle of the season on. And, you know, we built on that group. We brought some more kids in. And I think we had great competition every year that we started to get better. You know, names like Frank Sheptock and Mike Lovis and Kevin Grandy and Vernon Rochester. There's so many of them. Dade Dia, you know, Joe Dowd. I'd miss a bunch of them, but sorry to those ones that I did. We had great guys, and we had great competition, and we were very fortunate.
Well, did a great job of starting all those freshmen. Now, you mentioned Frank Sheptock. Is it true he was your first recruit?
It is very true. He was the very first recruit. I tell some people when I meet for the first time, we start talking about things. And if we ever get to Mount Carmel or Kaltmont, we ever get to Bloomsburg football, and I share that story, I feel very emotional about it because it's true. He was the first guy we wanted, and he's the first guy we got. And he was the catalyst and the guy on the team that the other guys look to. And, you know, you coach, you put guys in different positions, you recruit big guys, fast guys, whatever, but the players all have to have somebody that leads them. And we had some other guys, but Sheppy was the guy without saying two words. He just played his tail off, he hit people, and that's how we wanted to play football.
I don't know if I've ever seen a better competitor than Frank Sheppard.
No. You know, when you make the College Football Hall of Fame, you're three-time first-team All-American. His probably the most significant award he got, I tell him, is, you know, his freshman year, and I'm sure he feels that way. He was first-team All-PSAC on a 1-7-1 football. So that tells you the coaches in this conference had a great deal of respect for that kind of player, and he just got better and better.
Well, I know he did a lot for my career, because when Frank Sheppard was playing, if I didn't see who made the tackle, I said Frank Sheppard, and most of the time I was right.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
That's where I got my reputation for accuracy.
What do you have in his final game? I think that in North Alabama, in that loss, either 22 or 24 solo tackles. Nobody played harder, and he had a lot of help. He'll tell you that, but he was the man. So we were very fortunate.
Well, George, bring us an update on your life. What are you doing right now?
Well, I'm still teaching. I'm teaching at Central Dauphin East High School, where I was head coach for the last 4 years and resigned that position. Now I'm assisting at Middletown with a guy by the name of Roy O'Neill, who I replaced at Pine Grove when I got back into coaching a few years ago, when I had the opportunity to coach my son Alex, who's playing here. So I'm still coaching. Kind of enjoying it from the assistant perspective a little bit, and I don't have to answer the phone calls from the parents right now. So. But I like the game. I like the kids. I'm having fun doing it, and we'll just keep doing it until I find something better or whatever.
Well, you mentioned your son, Alex. He's a senior on this Bloomsburg team. He's a starting safety. He's a captain. George, I know from watching him that he's an outstanding player, but now I know from being around him a lot, he's an outstanding person. You must be very proud.
I am. The play kind of speaks for itself on the field, but, you know, to hear, I've heard some other folks say those kind words, Jim, and I'm proud of him as a person. You know, he goes at things the right way. He treats people the right way. He's a good guy, and he likes to win. He likes to play hard. And he picked this place. Of course, you know, my wife and I didn't put any pressure on him about that kind of, or grandparents. But he picked this place because it was a good place, and it's been very good to him. He's a business major. He's going to graduate in December. He's done very well in school.
Well, George, great to see you, as always. We'll see you down the road, I'm sure, as you follow your son, hopefully into late December.
You sure will.
the way this team's going. You look great. So do your 1985 team members that were honored before the game today. Thanks for stopping.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
George Landis, our guest at halftime. Listen for another Husky Spotlight feature at halftime of our next Bloomsburg University football broadcast next Saturday afternoon, when the Huskies play at CW Post in a 1 o'clock kickoff.
WHLM, Columbia County Sports Leader.